All right. Good morning, fellow gamers. My name is Greg. This is Clint. We have to have a little bit of humor in the morning, so we decided we would just talk games on the way to work because both of us lost our role, and so now we have to go to work. That sucks. Right, Clint? So,
it's too early for puns.
Yeah, it is. It's too early for puns.
I guess it's not that
okay, early. Maybe not. You got to have a sense of humor, though.
Yeah.
But every true gamer gets up and rolls, and then, you know, if you fail, you have to go to work, so... I guess.
But if we succeed, we still have to go to work.
Yeah, I think we need better dice, maybe.
We need a better system at that point.
That's true. But anyways, we figured we'd just include you guys because every morning on the way to work, well, after a short stint of crying, we do try to talk about games. So the crying phase is gone. We got our coffee from a famous place. Don't know if we can mention that, but now we're on the way to work. So.
Well, we're not profiting from it, so I would assume we could mention...
Yeah.
That place named after the sky and money.
Oh. I'm sure people can figure it out.
Yeah, I'm sure too. Everyone's like, yeah, you went there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gathered.
So now, Kill Team is what we're talking about, yep. Which is Warhammer 40K's Kill Team.
Which we're new to. We've played one game, sort of, so far.
Yeah, so far. So far, I kind of like it, though. I mean, it's more skirmish-based. So it's a little faster gameplay, do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, we were at it two and a half hours and didn't really get anywhere, but we kind of learned, and that was the idea. I thought about us doing just a little short video segments about step-by-step how to play. So here's the initiative phase. Oh, we roll, and that determines who goes first. Here's what we do in the movement phase. Here's how we move. Just kind of break it down easy. So that we step-by-step, so like when D wants to play, or if my daughter actually decides to play, or whatever, we've got this little video we can show them, here's how you do this, here's how you do this, here's how you do this. Eventually we'll, you know, get into command points and specializations. By the way, specializations, which we haven't touched on yet.
Well,
sick!
In all fairness, we're pretty new to it because... Yeah. So when we game, the last game... You were talking about it taking 2 hours, but in all fairness, it was because we'd make a move, then we'd check the book, then we'd make a move, then we'd check the book, and so that's part of just gaming in general, but you gotta have some fun in life, right? So far, it seems pretty good, and we both have a friend named Dee. She just got,
Sisters of Battle.
Sisters
of Battle.
Which
we don't really have an official list for.
Yeah.
I did find one online that is pretty nice. It's going to put you a little on par with your Space Marines. Not quite, but pretty close. She gets a little more sickness than you do. That's going to be bad for my orcs. It's going to be really bad.
Yeah, so you have the orcs, and I have the Space Marines. The problem is, with this game, it's kind of cool. We just don't know a whole lot about it. I'm sure everybody who's out there does. There's quite a few people that play Warhammer, and Kill Team has really taken off. So we're kind of new to it, but...
Yeah.
Something to that effect would be... We're just learning.
Yeah.
But it's fun to learn. So it doesn't matter to me whether my characters live or die on the board. I just want to learn to play the game correctly. You figure out what's what. And
Once we figure it out and start doing campaigns and skirmish and story arc stuff, that's going to be a lot cooler, too. Especially when you move from one to another where your characters actually earn experience points and, you know, level up.
Yeah.
And get nastier.
Well, I have to say the terrain you got is pretty nice. They make some really nice terrain.
Yeah, GW has some really good terrain. I'm very impressed. Just need to get time to put it together and paint it.
Well, and that's why going to work cuts into our gaming time, see?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when you're poor, you have to work so that you can do things. And eventually, at some point, it would be nice to have more time to play. So.
Yeah, you know, indeed. Well, we get off this six-day week's will.
Yeah.
We'll have more time to get something thrown down, at least for a few hours. Because the more we do it, the faster we're going to get at it anyway. And
that does interfere with it when you're just down to one day a week, though.
I got to admit, list building is a smart choice. You get a lot more options with your list builds, and it lets you try new things you would never have tried. Like, I don't generally play Flame Boys for orcs, but in Kill Team, it's pretty brilliant. I have a feeling the lists we're using now are going to be forgotten down the road.
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm not used to that, so...
Yeah.
I guess with this game, you're going to have to... Well, you know more about it than I do, Quinn, because you've played Warhammer
in the past. Yeah, I was a 40K player.
Played lots of miniature games, but Warhammer, I stayed away from for a long time because of the expense. But now, the expense is not... It's not as great anymore. Actually, it's down to reasonable levels, so you can pretty much get into stuff for, I don't know, less than the price of a video game. That's how I look at it. I like video games too, but if you're going to throw down $80 or $90 on a video game and then you've got a $50 DLC, right?
Yeah.
For your extra content, you're spending $140. So if you spend that on something you can play with your friends on a tabletop, then to me that's okay too. You know, so you have to enjoy it, I guess, no matter what. But in all fairness, I'm not sure about that store's name we were at the other day, but local store, they have quite a few boxes, and they, you know, a lot of stuff. I got a box of, what were those? I can't remember the name.
Your Cadians, your Imperial Guard.
Yeah, so five of them for $9.50.
Oh, yeah.
So for $10, basically, I had a squad of guys I could throw down and kill team.
Yeah.
Don't know much about them. I guess they're pretty fierce, though.
No, not by themselves, no. No, well, they're squishy. I will bowl over them like a giant green ball.
Okay, well, so you got a few works, but
when you build a list of 17 of them, then they're kind of thick.
Well, so the point is if you can get into it for $10 or $20, it's more reasonable. And some of the kits are expensive. It's like one big kill team box was what, $143? I think you paid.
The main box is $130. I think it was $130 for the main box.
I think, shopping around. But it was, I'd have to say it was worth it. You got a lot of really nice terrain. You got a lot of stuff. So I don't think you were gypped at that price.
No.
But realistically, it's a little hard to come up with $140 sometimes as opposed to $20. So, depends.
Well, considering what you got for the terrain and the map alone...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really care about the Gene Stealer cult as much. So, I mean, there are players that do it. It did get me to look at the tech priests and all that stuff, the Adeptus Mechanicus, because I never really gave that faction even a thought. But their stuff's pretty cool if you like a steampunk vibe. Definitely worth playing. I'm kind of curious to see how that plays out. I just don't want to invest a ton into it right now because I'm pretty much a primary orc player. So,
when we did the practice game the other day, the orcs held up very well.
Yeah, much better than I expected.
Quite an opposing force, really, especially if you had a lot of them, because once they get up close, you're in a fight then. Like,
yeah, I was pleased. I was actually pleased how fast they were able to advance on the board without getting torn to pieces. That's part of my fear with your Imperial Guard force is as those orcs are advancing, your guys are just standing there behind a turret and cover, just laying down a hail of laser fire, cutting them down as they go.
Well, but I'm sure there's always one of them that's going to try to break away to, you know, get out there and fight too. So I wouldn't just hide behind cover, for goodness sakes.
It would be smart for you to hide behind cover with those guys.
Yeah, true, maybe.
Because they're just as squishy as the orcs are.
I guess I tried hiding at work under the desk, but they found me, Clint.
Yeah, well, you
so
hid
under I try
desk.
Not to hide. Well, that's true. I was at the desk. I
find a different desk, hide under that, then it's a little more difficult.
Yeah, that could cause problems.
And don't hide in the bathroom, because apparently you die.
Oh, yeah, apparently.
So, yeah.
Well.
So, no, bad.
Well, here we are now, Clint, getting off the freeway, going up to work. So, generally, this is what we do, chit-chat about games, so... We'll include you guys in that. And if you have a chance, sit down. Get your friends involved, man. Get your significant other involved. There's a lot of girls out there that want to be involved. Our group has women and girls in it. So, you get them involved. Your only downside is it might cost you a little more because women become competitive with the games. I think more so than the men, I noticed. But it makes it more fun, too. So... I guess for now, we'll end this since we're here at work. Hopefully there's not much background noise from the car on the freeway.
But we'll find out.
We shall. All right. We have our coffee. We're ready to go. Enjoy the day, you guys. Any last words, Clint? Wait, you're not dying. I mean, you're at work.
I don't know. That's kind of like
dying. I should
dying.
Have said it that way. Kind of like dying inside.
Yeah, pretty much.
At this,
I can feel parts of my soul slipping away.
No, that's the
Ooh,
company.
Look, a plane.
Yeah, look, the company takes
We work by the airport.
Yeah.
So at least you get some entertainment of watching planes land or possibly crash.
That's why there's planes? Okay, I was curious. All right, well, I guess we'll end this while we have a chance. Have fun. We'll catch up with everybody later.